The Nia Olsen nice track that it's called Dinosaur on FM4's Reality Check. Igor Pomerantsev is a Russian writer and broadcaster. Well, back in the 1970s in the then Soviet Union, he was arrested by the KGB and accused of distributing political literature and listening to foreign broadcasters. Well, he left the Soviet Union back in 1978. He's worked at the BBC in London, as well as Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty. Igor Pomerantsev was in Austria recently to take part in the Pfingst Dialogue in Styria. And FM4's Christina Tra asked him what his first impressions of Europe after leaving the USSR had been back then.
I work for radio for many years, so I'm acoustically very cute. And I always go into detail acoustically, and for me the first shock was that people as if started speaking generally. Because I worked on BBC, and sometimes some allowed people came from the Soviet Union, great actors, great writers, and when I was interviewing them, they were not able to express themselves as if they had something inside of their throat. They were afraid. Their throats were afraid. You know, there is an expression, the freedom of speech, and I witnessed the freedom of throats.
You're one of the speakers here who talk about freedom and limitations regarding art and culture in Europe. What limitations are there?
I understand the motto of the festival absolutely directly, Grenzen und Freiheit. I think that Stadtgrenzen and Kulturgrenzen define very much the freedom. I am not romantic in that respect. One could speak about it philosophically, but I speak directly, culturally and politically. The measure of freedom depends on in which state you are.
Is culture free? Is art free in Europe?
There is no such a problem. The problem is how to implement, what to do with culture, what people want, where the art house culture wants to take the elements of mass culture. It's good that it's problematic. It should be problematic, but it's up to artists.
In your career as a radio journalist, did you ever have the feeling to not be free in your work?
I wrote a book, lyrical poetry, about radio. And there is one poem where I write that I never cried on public during my broadcasting. That many times I laughed, and I'm asking, what kind of culture is it that we are forbidden to cry on public? Sometimes it means that I would like to be not European, to be from the culture where more emotions could be exposed. And that's an interesting question. The problem of the West, emotionally, you could be too restricted.
That was author and broadcaster Igor Pomerantsev, who took part in the Pfingst Dialogue at Segal Castle in Styria.
FM4 Reality Check.